here's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Altus.
The doors to the Chiefs' kingdom are open. Your undefeated Chiefs at 3-0. This score just in, Chiefs 33, Ravens 28. We are at the Hy-Vee Market Grill for tonight's show on 64th Street in the Northland, where the fans are real. I'm telling you, in the Northland, awesome fans, also known as Tom Watson Parkway. We're just off I-29. If you want to check us out, we've got specials tonight, half-price apps and half-price anything from the bar. That's tonight from our folks here at the Hy-Vee Market Grill on 64th Street in the Northland. Also, how you know how it works, Chiefs Kingdom Show savings, depending on what we score. Yesterday we scored 33 points. That means today, the rest of tonight, you can earn 33 cents on your Fuel Saver Plus Perks card with a purchase of $33 or more. Also, the Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Bad Boy Mowers. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. The Chiefs won with an attitude yesterday in a tough game and a tough win over a tough team in the Baltimore Ravens, 33-28. Got a gigantic crowd here tonight. Hey, when you go and put 23 points on the board on the NFL's number one defense coming in, that is huge. We got a giant group of people here tonight. The Redcoaters are here tonight. Also, the Geeks are here. Susie Bling Bling, Kent the Cake Packer, the Autograph Geek, Weird Wolf, Yellow Fro-Man, Snowstorm Sandy. The Nothing But Noise Tail Great group is here tonight. The Lake Lotawanna Lake Rats, four generations are here. Red Guard is here. Reed's Redheads are here. Also, Tim from New Jersey's here with his crew. The Chiefs or Die group is here tonight from Bakersfield, California, and all points throughout California. Anyway, Andy Reid's home state. Also, Cindy Lou Who is here tonight. BCE, Big Chief Eric, is here tonight, and we have got a great group. It's the Chiefs, and we get ready now to go to Detroit City to take on the Lions. I put it out on Twitter today. The Chiefs are the only team in the NFL that the first four opponents have been unbeaten every time, or every week the Chiefs have played them. Jacksonville was 0-0, Oakland was 1-0, Baltimore was 2-0, and the Lions are 2-0-1. So it's time to do to the Lions what we did to the other three, and that is time to put the hammer down, baby. You have got it. When we come back, we have as a special guest the coach that is sixth all-time in the history of the NFL in wins. Your coach, Andy Reid, is next. We're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill on 64th Street in the Northland. We'll be back with Coach after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Hear that? The stampede's coming.
Here we go, here we go.
Must be Ford Truck Month. It's time to get the best deals on America's best-selling trucks for 42 years straight. But hurry, because this stampede won't be here for long.
Stop till we're legend.
This is the Crown Royal Water Break, reminding Chiefs fans to moderate your drinking and hydrate to stay in the game.
Hey fans, when you just can't make it out to the stadium or the Chiefs are on the road, there's plenty of great local spots all across town to watch the game and enjoy some Crown Royal with your friends. Like on the plaza at the Grand Saloon, in Liberty at the Landing, Twin Peaks in Independence, or the Westport Ale House.
Please drink responsibly. Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut.
The best place for breakfast, lunch, or dinner all happen to be at the same place, Hy-Vee Market Grill. At Hy-Vee Market Grill, you'll find the best burgers in town and an extensive menu of chef-inspired dishes. Try our cheese curd burger, our sesame chicken bowl, black and shrimp tacos, or a crispy sriracha chicken salad. Plus, delicious all-day breakfast, a kids menu, happy hour specials, and a full bar. It's good food, good times, and we love to see people smile. Get on into Hy-Vee Market Grill today.
You might ask why Hy-Vee is so driven to bring you only the best beef. Why less than 10% of USDA Choice graded beef meets our requirements. Or why our Hy-Vee Choice Reserve beef comes exclusively from the best Midwest farmers and ranchers and is cut fresh daily in store. At Hy-Vee, we believe in the unstoppable pursuit of the best because nothing less than the best will do for our customers. So if you want to serve up the best beef, your first and last stop is Hy-Vee.
Hey Chiefs fans, it's time to change your wireless playbook and make the switch to Sprint. Now you can score amazing savings on the Samsung Galaxy S10. Get it at Sprint for $0 per month with Sprint Flex Lease. That's right, $0 per month. The Samsung Galaxy S10 has fantastic features, like a pro-grade multi-camera to help you shoot your best game day photos, an ultrasonic in-display fingerprint to protect and unlock your phone, and all-day battery to keep you going from the tailgate to the post-game celebration. All you need is approved credit and a new line of service. Get a network built for unlimited at a great price at Sprint. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Sprint is proud to be the official wireless service partner of your Kansas City Chiefs. After $37.50 a month credit for 18 months, apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, coverage, and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee, select exclusions apply. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Third down, goal to go. Chiefs down 6-0. Hardman in motion. They give it off. Shady on attack! Touchdown! Kansas City! Shady McCoy gets off tackle to the left side, and the Chiefs tie the game at 6, and a great job on the left side of the offensive line. Great job. Welcome back. We are at the Hy-Vee Market Grill on 64th Street in the Northland, also known as Tom Watson Parkway. We're just west of I-29, and between I-29 and the famous National Golf Club and National 2 just west of us. So, again, we're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill. Come join us if you're in the neighborhood. We've got a gigantic crowd here tonight. But now it is my pleasure to introduce to you the sixth winningest coach in the history of the National Football League. Coach, we got fans here from California, from Bakersfield. Head coach Andy Reid.
Hi, Mitch. Thank you.
We got a group here from Bakersfield that flew in just to celebrate your 209th victory. So,
good football players come out of Bakersfield, I'll tell you.
And you've recruited them, I know, because yes. You've recruited the earth. But let's just talk about, and you were telling me throughout the week, get ready for this one, because there's just, get ready for these guys. We saw them last December. We know that they're a high-caliber team, playoff team, but what about, as you reviewed the game, tough game, tough opponent, and how much were your guys warriors in this game? I was so impressed with our guys and how they fought.
Yeah, I thought that it would be a physical game, and it ended up being a physical game. And our guys did. They fought all the way through for four quarters, needed to. We can still learn a lot from it, but at the same time, I'm proud of the effort that they gave. We played good downhill football on both sides of the ball there and on special teams, and so we're rewarded with a win, and we had a great crowd. They were phenomenal. It kind of guided us right through that thing.
I wanted to ask you about the defense, because it ended up being, first of all, you had to defend 78 snaps. That was a lot. Four fourth down attempts. And they went for two three times and didn't make any of it. That was huge. Hitch got two of them. He'll be our guest later. Just that the defense was at those pressure points throughout the entire game and was able to answer against a really good quarterback and a really good offense.
Well, I'm glad you have Hitch there, because he's the leader of that defense and gets everybody going in the right direction, and he did a nice job with that yesterday. Again, I just think the more that they play together, the more of that you're going to see. They've got the right attitude, and when we come after you, we come after you. So it's I've been impressed with the makeup, the mental makeup of the group, and they're resilient that way. Everything's not pretty, but the end result is when you need something, like stopping them on a goal line stand or you need to stop them on two-point plays, fourth downs, they get that done.
I want to ask you, because at any level, when you stop a try for two, it just seems like a bigger deal than maybe people think at the time. Because how much kind of zap or pizzazz do you take out of the touchdown? I looked at the reaction of our guys. After the Ravens had the first touchdown, when I watched the video today, the reaction of our guys was as if, you know, we had a touchdown ourselves. How big is that mentally to stop a two-point try and then to do it repeatedly?
Well, it's big. I mean, first of all, you don't want to get down there to where they score. You don't want that. But then when they come out and they want to add a two-point play and kind of rub it in your face there a little bit, it's great to be able to just put your foot down and get it done. And so there's a certain intestinal fortitude that it takes to step up in that situation and go, you know what, you're not getting any more. And that's what our guys did.
Interesting. My son had the same response, and he's a coach. He said the same thing. I want to ask you, too, about Emmanuel Ogba stepping up. Big third down stop in the second half to get a pass broken up and then also a sack and a half. And I've asked you before about the depth of your defensive line, but a guy like Emmanuel Ogba that now seems to start to stack on plays.
Yeah, he actually had a big day yesterday for us and came through, and he'll probably get a game ball for it. He really did a nice job, I thought, throughout the game, and he graded high with our defensive coaches. So he's a good football player. He doesn't say much. He just comes out and plays, and he plays hard, and he's a tough guy, and we appreciate that.
And when you stack up defensive plays like that, it's time to put the hammer down. And I'm loving LaShawn McCoy with the hammer and Darrell Williams. It leads me now to the offense, because you were down three offensive starters in that game yesterday. I want to start with Darrell Williams. 14 touches for you, Coach. 9 runs and 5 catches, including a 41-yard run against the NFL's best defense against the run. Looking at his eye all week long, he couldn't wait to play this game. How much was he prepared to play, and what about a guy responding when you said, here's the baton, the switch is on, now make it happen?
Yeah, Darrell's worked very hard this past offseason. He had a good year last year, but he dropped some weight and cut down really on his body fat, not as much weight as body fat, and this is a nice payoff for him to come out and to be able to play like he did. He had a great training camp, and we have some numbers at that position, guys that we really feel can play, and he's obviously one of them. I was probably most of all for his protection on the blitzing game. So they blitz quite a little bit, the Ravens do, and he stepped up and shut a few of those down with some authority. And then when he ran the ball, he's a big guy, so he ran with power and speed, and he's got good hands, and he had a couple of those things involved there. So all in all, it was a great day for him, but most of all because he's worked so hard to get to that spot. He's even rewarded more, I think, from it.
And what about his mental makeup? It's been fun to watch him the last 2 years, but he just exuded confidence. It wasn't cockiness. He just, he had that look in his eye. But him just developing a confidence to say, just when you give me the shot, I'm going to be able to do it.
Yeah, he's a quiet guy by nature, a good person. But when he gets going, now he can roll. He's got that LSU pride, man, and so he gears it up and he'll bring it to you. He'll put the hammer down, as you'd say, and he does it with authority.
And I'm loving Shady McCoy. I'm just telling you, Coach, I'm loving Shady McCoy. Loving Shady McCoy. Your offensive line, too, Cam Irving, only his second start at left tackle. It's his 31st start overall, but only his second at left tackle. When you watch the O-line, man, this Ravens defensive front is good. What did you see in the O-line and how they responded, especially Cam?
Yeah, again, I'd say the same thing about that I said about the defense. It wasn't necessarily pretty, but they worked hard, and they were resilient. They kept bringing it. There were a couple of hiccups in there, but they worked through those and kept pounding, and good things happened. And so the run game was part of that, and then the pass game, obviously, the protection there was part of it. But the run game, what you asked about, it was great to see them come off and do what they did in helping pop those guys for the runs that they got.
And we look at wide receivers, and we see catches and yards and touchdowns. And, of course, our group has been phenomenal. Guys are taking turns every week. But I'm going to ask you about effort plays from the wide receivers, because when I watch the tape, I just, there's some things that really excite me. Mecole Hardman, and I'm going to ask you about three specific plays. He saves the wide receiver screen, kind of bobbled. He goes all the way across the field and picks up double-digit yards where it could have been maybe a double-digit loss. He jumps on Sammy Watkins' fumble. He fair catches the drop kick at the end of the game. What about, or at the near the end of the game, effort plays, and then D-Rob's one-handed catch for a touchdown. That was huge. But I want to ask you, Coach, about effort plays. We see the stats, but just that group and the effort they're giving you beyond the stats.
Well, it's true. I think one thing they've all learned is with Patrick, you got to keep playing. There's no dead play. You're never a backside player or a clear player. You're a player, period, and you better stay alive. So there's no time to take off. And I think that's all of those things. McCole are a result of that. He's learned that, and I've said that. I said that last week. The same thing. So he's finishing plays, and that's and then he's a smart kid on top of that. I mean, he's innately a smart kid. And so the fair catch, Coach Tobe coached him up. It's one thing to be coached up, but then it's another thing of doing it once you're out there. And he ended up doing it. And on kind of a bizarre look. I mean, that's not something we see every day. And then the tip ball that he caught off the quick screen, he turned that into like a punt return and took off and ran, and he knows how to do that in space. And then he had the big catch down the middle set there. So he had a good day, and it's important that he keeps building on that. So with really all the guys, they've had some success, and you watch D-Rob, he's a prime example of that. I mean, he's worked and worked and worked to have the production that he's had here the past few weeks.
And speaking of work and work and work, you save your criticism, folks. I'll ask him about Patrick Mahomes. I've waited almost 20 minutes here. Patrick against these guys last year was hit 16 times. The most he was hit all last year, they sacked him 3 times. He knew going in this would be a challenge. What about his ability to fight yesterday, make tough throws, tough decisions against a tough defense?
Yeah, he needed to put his armor on against this crew. So he got banged around a little bit, but he got the ball off, and he's a tough kid. He's learned to kind of endure what a quarterback in this league has to endure. We all follow the ball, but after the ball's thrown, sometimes you get hit, and or while you're in the process of throwing it. But he's good today, and he got the ball out quick, and he was accurate with it. He had a good day.
We're going to let Coach get to work. He's got to get to a meeting. But before we do, we can't let it go by to congratulate you. One to be sixth all-time in the 100-year history of this league. But, folks, I'm going to tell you, it really puts it in perspective when you look at the five in front of him. And it makes you appreciate his accomplishments all the more. Thank you for coming here. Thank you for winning. This is fun, and let's go beat Detroit.
All right, thanks, Mitch. Hi to those redheads out there.
They're here. Head coach Andy Reid. And when we come back, we're going to have last year one of the top five tacklers in the National Football League. Hey, Ravens, go for two again, because Hitch is waiting for you. We'll be back with Anthony Hitchens, Chiefs linebacker, after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
On the field and on the road, Kansas City loves a winner. And when it comes to SUVs, no one competes with Honda. U.S. News and World Report's best SUV brand 4 years in a row, including the 2019 Honda CR-V. Available now with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers. But don't wait for big deals on America's best SUVs. See your Kansas City Honda dealer. Proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network. See dealer for financing details. U.S. News and World Report, November 2018.
The new St. Luke's Rehabilitation Institute is now open to patients needing the best care available for stroke, traumatic brain, spinal cord, and other major injuries here in Kansas City. With rehab experts using high-tech equipment and the latest therapies, patients are regaining strength, function, and confidence. Learn more at stlukeskc.org/rehabinstitute.
It's a new day in Kansas City.
Okay, team, huddle up.
Where people have come together.
Get in close.
To bet on each other.
I'm counting on you.
To build wealth for the future.
To come through for the kingdom.
And show the rest of the world.
What Kansas City can do.
Community America. Powering the rise of Kansas City through personal, business, and wealth management.
Selecting and roasting fine coffee is an art, one we take seriously at Parisi Coffee. We travel the world to source the highest quality beans, roast them at our home in the heart of Kansas City, and proudly deliver to you so you can experience coffee the way it's meant to be. Parisi Coffee is at your local grocer or at parisicoffee.com. Shop our line of smooth espressos, exclusive single origins, and flavorful blends, including our cafe coffees. Parisi Coffee, it's art from the cup.
Come fall, you can't trust you'll be the only person out there. You can't trust that the animals are going to cooperate, and you definitely can't always trust the weather. But when you've logged hours building trust in your gear, you've really built trust in the most important tool in your arsenal, yourself. So come to Shields and get your season headed in the right direction with gear and expertise you can trust, in store and online at shields.com. Are you ready?
And we're back with Sleep Number, the official sleep partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Line 7, what's your question?
Such long season. How do the Chiefs stay on top of their game?
They're Sleep Number 360 smart beds. You can choose the comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Next caller.
Okay, but can it help keep me asleep?
Yes. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. It's proven quality sleep. Thanks for calling in. And now save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, only for a limited time. To find your competitive edge, go to sleepnumber.com.
Fires it late.
30-19, Chiefs. Jackson moving to the right, flooded to the right, now spins around, being bracketed. Now fires it late. It's knocked down. Well played by Hitchens. Hitchens knocks down the pass. That's gigantic. That keeps it at an 8-3 and a 2-possession lead. Give Anthony Hitchens credit for a big defensive play. That was huge. Go for two, Ravens. Try it again. I got another one coming because we got a special guest tonight. Before I announce the hitman, I want to tell you again, our Chiefs Kingdom show on Monday nights, the Chiefs scored 33 points yesterday. That means you can earn 33 cents on your Fuel Saver Plus Perks card with a purchase of $33 or more. Huge crowd here tonight at the Hy-Vee Market Grill on 64th Street on Tom Watson Parkway near the National. And now it is time to introduce to you our special guest for this evening. When we picked him up a year ago from the Dallas Cowboys, I knew it was going to be instant energy for our defense. 135 tackles a year ago, top five in the National Football League. This year already in 3 weeks, 20 tackles. The catalyst of the defense, Anthony Hitchens. And welcome to the kingdom.
Oh, yeah. It's been great.
Were you surprised the Ravens were trying to go for two, like, on every point after?
At the beginning, I knew they was going to try it, but I didn't know they was going to stick with it for the whole game. As the game was getting closer and closer, you would think you would, you know, punt the ball and kick more field goals. But we rise to the challenge, and as a defense, we stepped up, and it helped us out at the end. Those points came back and bit them in the butt. So it was huge for us.
It's the Northland, so a lot of smart people up here. 3 times 2 equals 6. We won by 5. They didn't get any of the 2-point conversions. They lose, we win. All right. So, but I asked Coach on when you were out getting pictures taken with the fans. I asked Coach, at any level, we can go back to your Ohio high school, when a team goes for two or misses a PAT or you stop the 2-point conversion, it's almost like you take half of the oxygen out of the touchdown. And I saw you guys get excited after that first stop.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's a whole new play. It's almost like a fourth down stop. Like, they score, everyone's down, and then I get the guys together and tell them, hey, this is huge right here. This is 2 points versus one. So we stop them, and it's, you can just see everyone running off the field, like, you know, like we got a turnover or something. So it's huge, and it definitely helped us out on the end.
That was huge. It was cool to see that, and it does feel like getting a turnover and ends up being the margin of that game. Now, I want to ask you overall about this defense, though, and just where it is, because you are the leader of these guys. You wear the green dot. You're right in the middle. Just where you think it's at after 3 weeks of the regular season.
Yeah, the best way I can put it is growing. We're growing. And you can see it in different phases of the game. We're growing. We're going to continue to grow, and that's the main thing. There's ups, there's downs, and I mean, that's just football, you know. It's never perfect, but Spags do a great job of focusing on something that's in our defense throughout the week, and we're doing a good job. We're accepting all of those challenges, and we just got to keep growing as a defense, you know. And I'm the guy calling the shots and repeating the shots, shots to say, I'm just looking forward to this week. I've never been so excited just to come into work and just continue to grow.
Well, and that energy that you bring to our whole defense. That's one of the coach's mantras, create energy. It's precisely what you do. But I've been in the 3 weeks going back and chronicling the big plays by the defense. Hitch, I want to ask you about this because it's coming from different guys. Yesterday it was Ogba or Okafor. We know what Frank can do. We saw Darren Lee do stuff. We saw Wilson's fumble recovery in the first week against Jacksonville. Different guys now making significant plays. How much does that mean from a confidence standpoint and a building standpoint?
That's perfect when you got different guys doing that, different positions. Some guys are starters. Some guys playing 50 snaps. Some guys only playing 10, but they're making the most of them. And that's huge for our defense, and it's going to just make everyone better. And when you got guys that's rotating in, coming in, making plays, it's just making the starters that much better. It's just huge, man. And you know, that's just hats off to those guys that's working, even though they're not getting, you know, all the snaps. And if you look at it week to week, it's always a different guy. And then at the end of the day, as long as we got someone making that play, that's all that really matters. And we got a lot of good guys on this defense, and we're just trying to improve. So I'm sure next week it'll be someone else, and I'm just looking forward to it.
And we go to the Lions and another unbeaten team. Four straight weeks, teams that are playing have not lost a game. But I want to ask you, two with Spags, and going from the 3-4 to the 4-3, and you've been in all these defenses, how much of an adjustment was you for the guys, even starting back in OTAs, to make the structural change?
Yeah, it was different. I'm not going to sit up here and say it's not. It's different, but I was fortunate enough to play in a 4-3 before, so I just brought my tools over from when I was in my Dallas days. But it was different for a lot of guys. And that's why we got to just keep building. There's a lot of new guys. We're just trying to keep building and building and building. So, you know, when we get in this later part of the season, we're rolling. And it's definitely different. But we got athletes out there, you know, like guys like Chris Jones that was here, Xavier, and those guys like that. They converted over, and they're still making plays, you know. So there's no slowing those guys down. And Coach did a good job of getting the right guys in here, guys that's willing – to take on a challenge and a change. So it's been great. All we can do is just, you know, keep building. Like, I get so excited when I talk about our defense because it's, if you've seen us in OTAs to now, the improvement we made, and we just keep improving, and I just can't wait till next week.
The other thing is you play in the middle of the defense. But the guys in front of you, one of the things I've talked about is the rotation. I mean, eight guys have played up there. And the guys in front of you, you mentioned Chris Jones, but then there's Nighty. He rotates in with Xavier. And then Joey Ivey's played some. I mean, you've got a bunch, you know, like who's in, who's out, but they're all doing a job of keeping you clean.
Yeah, they are. They're doing a great job. And that's just BD, the coach out there. He just keeps coaching them, all of them, the same way, no matter if you – you know, Chris Jones, the top three in sacks, or if you, you know, just your first NFL game. So he does a good job, and we sit in meetings together, and I go over what I'm thinking or what I'm seeing, and it's just been great. This is by far the most fun I had, you know, in my career, and I'm just looking at other guys and how we're just building, and it's going to be a great year. I'm just trying to hold it in week by week.
I'm with you, man. When does Monday night feel like, let's, you know, when's it going to get here? When do we get on the plane and go to Detroit? And we've had three. We had Pat first week, Kels the second. You're the third. Perfect. Because those three guys, a lot of our guys are this way, but I'd call them the fun bunch, because you, all three of you, seem to enjoy to play. Mm-hmm. The first day in pads in camp, because we haven't been in pads since the AFC Championship game, you're always like, how's this going to be? Some guys ascend, some guys descend. Not Hitch. We can't wait till the pads are on, because here comes Hitch. It's the Tasmanian devil. But it seems like you just love playing the game. And where did that come from?
Yeah, I just think it's the excitement of improving. And get the tackle. There's no consequences behind it. It's just fun for me. And it's just, I don't know, man. I was blessed to be able to be getting this opportunity. And when those pads come on, I enjoy it. I embrace it. And I know it won't be here for long. So I just try to enjoy every minute of it. 10-year career is very rare, you know, and I'm in year six. So I'm just trying to embrace every moment of it. And pads, no pads, and I'm just embracing it.
Who's betting he's going to make 10 years? Yeah, I am. I'm in. The other thing is, and you play at the University of Iowa. You grew up in Ohio. We're going to get to that after the break. But you play at the University of Iowa. That's a crazy place to go to Kinnick Stadium. That's a fun crowd. But when you got the chance to come to the Chiefs Kingdom, I remember when you first got here, it's like, okay, this is cool. Mm-hmm. How fun is it to be a part of all of this and to be in the Chiefs Kingdom and to play in that stadium yesterday?
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of Iowa, but the fans, you know, the family oriented, just like people just love their Chiefs and people love their Hawkeyes, and it's just great, you know, and a lot of good people. It's just been great, and I'll never forget this place as long as I'm here. And my wife and my family loves coming to games. They just talk to everyone. They say they was late to kickoff because they was having conversations with everyone. And it's been great. And I'm definitely, you know, taking it all in. And I just can't wait for another week, you know.
Well, you know how this works. Before we go to the break, you got it there. Because this guy doesn't even need to be told what to do. Because when Hitch gets on the field, 135 tackles last year, 20 tackles in the first 3 weeks. One of our leading tacklers in the whole league for Hitch and the Lions. Against the Lions, it's time to put the hammer down, baby. You got it. Hitch the hammer. We're going to find out a very interesting pass for Hitch. Speaking of family, family is very important to him. You'll find out why. We're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, 64th Street, just west of I-29. And just east of the famous National Golf Course. We'll be back after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Hear that? Stampede's coming. Here we go. Must be Ford Truck Month. It's time to get the best deals on America's best-selling trucks for 42 years straight. But hurry, because this stampede won't be here for long. Stop till we're legend.
To tell you about the crisp taste of Bud Light, we've invented a new messaging system using the sounds of an ice-cold Bud Light. It's called Crisp Code. Here's a special football edition. Quarterback. Turn on the game. While you're up, pass me a Bud Light. Chicken wings. 99 yards to the house. That's it for today. Go to Bud Light and start sending your own encrisped messages. It's really fun.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the Kansas City Chiefs, last season was just a warm-up. Now things are heating up for the ultimate victory. Kick off the 2019 season with Kansas Lottery's Chiefs Instant Scratch Tickets. You could win $25,000 instantly. Or enter non-winning tickets on the PlayOn app for a chance to score a game day experience. The march to the championship begins now. See kslottery.com for more details.
LMC Truck has the parts and accessories for your Chevy, GMC, Dodge, and Ford trucks.
Shop the online catalog at lmctruck.com with detailed illustrations to find the parts you need to keep them on the road with the right part, right price, right now. If you're in Kansas City, you could stop by the showroom in Lenexa, Kansas, or order a free catalog today at lmctruck.com. For your drive to the game, get your parts from LMC Truck. Keep them on the road with the right part, right price, right now.
Hey, Chiefs fans, this is Patrick Mahomes. I'm on a mission to finish what we started last year, and we hope you'll be there to cheer us on. Did you know, my friends, that Tickets for Less can get you the best seats at the best prices for every home game? Fans like you make a huge difference, and we need you there to keep Arrowhead the loudest stadium on earth. Tickets for Less will help you score great deals on tickets, parking, tailgate tent passes, and more. They even have access to premium and hard-to-find seats for all the must-see games. Secure your seats for this season's must-see Chiefs games at ticketsforless.com.
Untimed play on the two-point try. 33-28 Chiefs. Jackson in trouble, being chased again. Now he gets away. Gets away from Okafor. He will run left. Inside the five, he is hit and knocked short of the goal line. Pushed out at the one-yard line. And pushed out by Anthony Hitchens, who saves 2 points. Welcome back to the Chiefs Kingdom Show at the Hy-Vee Market Grill, 64th Street, Tom Watson Parkway. Hey, Ravens. Go for two again, all right, because Hitch will be waiting for you. That play was cool because, first of all, he's just running around, and Okafor's chasing him, Tano's chasing him. Then he's headed for the pylon. Like, it looks like he's going to make it. What? Guess not. Hitch is waiting for him. He wanted no part of it. He goes, out of bounds. He goes, out of bounds. Like, okay, no, we don't get 2 points. What? And you did a great job of reacting on that play. Kind of walk us through, because you're covering the guy in the end zone.
Yeah, so we was in a zone. We call it plaster. Once the guy get out of the pocket, we got to, like, find someone and plaster him, turn him into man almost. And I was in between the running back and him. So just all week, just saying stay in coverage. But I kind of got him in between, and I just see him turn the jets on, and I'm like, okay, he's not throwing this one now. So then I went from covering to just keeping him out of the end zone. And good thing he didn't throw it. but I made my mind up, and I went with it, and knocked him out of the end zone. And, I mean, that was huge for us at the end of the game.
That was huge. No two-point conversion. In fact, the Ravens were 0-3. 0 points, Ravens. Try to go for two. All right. A reminder that the Chiefs Kingdom is also brought to you by Bad Boy Mowers, right? Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And Hitch, for being here tonight, gets a couple of, well, three great gifts. A gift card from Hy-Vee, of course, and you've been around Hy-Vee since your Hawkeye days,
right?
Oh,
yeah, for sure. The good food. We had some good breakfast burritos we was talking about. Had a couple good dinners, too. So Hy-Vee is always, you know, great, and then good food. And we still shop there now. So it's just been great.
Hy-Vee feeding the Hawkeyes and the Chiefs. And Houndstooth. Here we go, man. You're going to be styling. Downtown Kansas City's newest full-line men's clothing store located in the River Market. And then we've got a gigantic, like, size of a small ship gift from Smoke and Fire. So you're going to have all kinds of loot as you go from here. And by the way, you need to know, Hitch is on a little bit of a vacation doing the show because he's got a new little one, a newborn. Hey, babe, I got to go do the show. I'm going to be gone for 4 hours. what's it like with the addition to your family?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been a blessing into my life, and it just make me open up and think about, you know, other people than just myself. You can kind of get zeroed in on football and getting better and getting better, but then you take a step back sometimes, and it's been great. She was 4 months Friday. Took her to get her shots. I'm sure all you guys go through there. I had to hold her hand, or she holds one of my fingers. So it was great, and it's been great, and I'm just looking forward to seeing her grow.
Is she as tough as her daddy?
She might be tougher. She definitely might be tougher.
Probably tough as her mommy. That'd be the thing.
That's better, yeah.
Tough. I mean, this guy had 14 tackles in the AFC Championship game last year, in case you've forgotten. But family is important to you. It leads me to a story because it's like your life turned a dramatic turn. Call it grace, whatever you want to call it. But I want to take you when you're 12 years old. Things were different for you then in Ohio, outside of Cleveland, suburban Cleveland kind of. But there was a family. Just walk us through it when you're 12, because you're, I mean, there's a time of confusion. It was difficult for your mom, who had seven kids, trying to raise seven kids by herself. Then walk us through what happened that changed your life.
Yeah, it was a difficult time. It was a time where I was growing up. I knew a lot, but I didn't know a lot. I knew enough to get to better myself, to get in a better situation. And it was a family, an Anderson family, that took me in. And ever since then, it's just been a blessing. They brought me in, added on to their house, let me use their address to go to school. I'm getting mail there, and I didn't know no better. Looking back on it, it was a life-changing experience. I wanted to go to college. I wanted to do something different that never happened in my family. And that was the perfect opportunity. And I don't even know how it, like, got set up so perfect. Like, it was everything you wanted growing up. And it was a perfect situation, and I just tried to make the most of it. That's why you don't see me complaining about too much at all. It's just everyone has a story, you just got to make the most of it. And I was blessed to be in the situation I was in, and I just tried to make the most of it.
Sounds like a God thing to me, okay? Just but a couple things here. One, you ask your mom, can I move in with the Andersons?
Yeah.
And she said, yes, that'll work.
Mm-hmm.
Two, for her to do that, and then to accept the Andersons and to trust them, mm-hmm, to basically become one of an adoptive parent.
Yeah.
For that to happen, and then how it transformed you.
Yeah, it was a difficult time, because when we talked about it, the look she gave me was like, no, you know. But as days went on, and then she had to move for financial situations to a different part of the city, and I didn't want to leave my friends in that school, so I wanted to stay there. And then Amy Anderson, and then my mom got together and talked, and it was better for me, and it definitely made me who I am today. It was a little different. It was a little uncomfortable at first, but she was okay with it. And to this day, we're all one big family. So I went from six brothers and sisters to add three more. So that's why I just tell my wife, like, I don't mind big families. I grew up with a lot of brothers and sisters, and it's been a blessing to deal with that many different personalities, and being able to go outside and play a full basketball game. It was great. And everyone's still close to this day. Everyone comes in and out of town and visit and go to games and text me and call me. So it's not like I don't stay in contact with my biological brothers and family. So for me, I'm lucky. Most people have one mom. I have two. You know, most people have one brother. I have five. So for me, it's just a blessing. So I just take it every day and just use it as motivation, and if I need someone to talk to, I know who to call. So all my problems are always solved. So it was great.
So many things divide us, but I'm telling you, Google the Anderson family, and you'll know why it's really special, because it is people coming together, which is an awesome story, and I love it. Now, when's the last time you saw the Andersons?
They just left today. yeah, they come up every year whenever they can, whenever they can get off work, and they say this is the best stadium. First they said Iowa was the best stadium, and then they came to a Kansas City game last year, and then this topped it. So shout out to y'all guys out there cheering for us and keeping us, level-headed and stuff like that. So yeah, they said there's a lot of good people, and the fans are loud, and my mom loves the anthem. That's the best of best, the home of the Chiefs. It's great. So as long as you guys keep doing that, I think we'll be all right.
How about next time we have Hitch on, we get the Andersons here? That would be really cool. Just tell them that they can leave Tuesday. I mean, the whole Chiefs or dire groups here from California, they ain't flying out till either later tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah.
We got to get them in here.
Yeah,
and let them know we appreciate it.
Just got to give them a time limit, because they have you guys here all day. one question would turn into a couple hours. So give them a time limit.
Well, we look forward to that. Lions this week. You said it's exciting. I'm feeling like I think everybody here is ready to go. Let's go. Let's get it done. People are going to that game. But just how every week you got to prep. Here are these guys. Now they got some confidence. They won in Philadelphia yesterday to go up there and take care of business and beat those guys.
Yeah, we just got to reset and then go back to work. That's the best thing about the NFL. There's no bye week. There's no you can't go in like, okay, this team's easy. Like 85% of the games I think was within a touchdown last year. So today's my reset day. Tomorrow I'm going in and I'm going to start watching film on Stafford. So it's great. I never played in the stadium before. And honestly, speaking of the Andersons, it's only like a 3-hour drive. So I'm sure they might drive.
Here we go. They're coming again. Andersons will be there. I need to meet them sometime. So we can give a cheer for his birth mom, right? We can give a cheer for the Andersons, and let's give a cheer for him, Anthony Hitchens. Thanks for coming out, my brother.
Thank you for having me.
And before we go to break, Hitch, it's time to do it again. It's time to go to Detroit, and it's time to put the hammer down, baby. Anthony Hitchens, we'll be back to close out the show after this year, listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Baltimore Ravens, goodbye at 1:39 to go in the game. A screen pass of 16 yards dialed up by Big Red and executed perfectly by the NFL MVP, Patrick Mahomes.
Welcome back to Hy-Vee Market Grill on 64th Street. Gutsy call to call a screen so well executed and so well blocked. But I watched it today, plus Darrell Williams just ran like a madman all day, but he was ready to go. It was Schwartz who put the hit on Judon. It was trying to kill Mahomes all day. Schwartz just drilled the dude, and Judon, when he went down, the Ravens went down. Chiefs win the game and stay undefeated. 3-0, we'll take on the undefeated 2-0-1 Lions in Motown on Sunday. Reminder here at Hy-Vee, Chiefs get 33 points tonight. A lot of you will do your grocery shopping at Hy-Vee. Get 33 cents on your Fuel Saver Plus Perks card with a purchase of $33 or more. A reminder, Zarda Red Fridays are at Hy-Vee. Enjoy tasty Zarda Red Friday specials every Friday during the football season at Hy-Vee's throughout the Chiefs Kingdom, and the Kansas City are for sure. And get ready now for the Detroit Lions. Next week, we will be in Raytown. We'll be on 350 Highway in Raytown, and our guest will be one of your favorite wide receivers. We'll just put it that way. We'll leave it as a mystery. I told you about their effort plays yesterday. Those guys are gutting it out. That is huge. All right, it's time to go to Detroit. It's time to put the hammer down. Thanks for joining us on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
You're listening to the most powerful sports station in the country. Sports Radio 810, WHB Kansas City, the power of sports.